Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a special episode today featuring two fabulous poets from our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, I'm Speaking Now. Black women share their truth in 101 stories of love, courage, and hope. Now, in addition to the 101 stories in the book, we have 12 poems. And today you're going to hear from two of the poets who will perform their poems for you and talk about this new book and what it means to them to have this platform for sharing their experiences as Black women. So we're going to start with Zorina Exie Frye, who's going to read her poem called Breakfast in Northport. So without further ado, let's bring on Zorina. I have to tell you, I loved your poem because I love doing passive-aggressive things to make a point. I do stuff like that all the time. I was like, oh my God, she's totally my kind of person. You know, I loved it. Yeah, I love your poem, Breakfast in Northport. And I love the whole premise of it. And I, you know, we put an inspirational quote from a Black woman at the beginning of every poem and every story in the book. And the quote we put at the beginning of your poem is that very famous one from Michelle Obama, when they go low, we go high, which is exactly what you did in your poem. So would you like to read us your poem now?
Yes, yes. The weathered bell above the white painted peeling doorway clatters. An unknown tune to the backdrop of morning feet, scuffling in from the excitement of a fenced-in Ferris wheel, I face the window. Residents' blushed cheeks turn pink from the autumn breeze the lake cast off. Kids with well-funded education skip by for ice cream and cotton candy. Main Street closed off for high school marching bands, the highest form of entertainment the town allows. Their children featured in the parade, watering plants, watching themselves grow in the secret white pod of privilege. Black girl, you don't belong here. The waitress body language smolders, refusing to water my empty glass, passing our table serving incoming patrons. I pass time studying my menu of options, retorts, rebuttals, and complaints. I'm used to it. I just wait. She finally waits, impatient, face weathered from a hard life of hate. No forgiveness, no eye contact. What do you have? A heaping full of respect, a side of justice and equity, decaf coffee with cream, and the satisfaction of blessing a working class racist with a generous tip from a Black woman.
Awesome. I love that poem. So love it.
Thank you.
It was really an honor to publish your poem, and I hope you'll continue writing for us in future Chicken Soup for the Soul books.
Yes, thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark, and I'm so happy to have Chanel Williams with us today to read her amazing poem from Chicken Soup for the Soul, I'm Speaking Now. I thought this poem was very serious, but had a really good element of humor to it as well. So without further ado, Chanel, would you share your wonderful poem, Clear and in Plain Sight, with us?
Thank you. Morning drive down 78. Sun's high and bright, not a cloud in the sky. Fast lane riding, I look in my rear view. Deep breath, hands, 10 and 2. Make sure they're clear and in plain sight. Slow down, 5 miles below the speed limit. I didn't call my friend back Sunday. She probably still needs me. It can't be today. Turn down the volume. I'm probably too loud. Why the hell am I blasting NWA right now? Hands clear and in plain sight. I didn't say I love you to my mom last night. It just can't be today. I wonder if he knows how I feel about them. Someone strange sat outside my house the other day. I didn't do anything. Just on my way to work. But why do I need to have my hands 10 and 2 clear and in plain sight? Should I just pull over? No. Wait, I'll merge right. Go ahead and pass me. I didn't say my prayers last night. God, please let him pass me. He merged right. Heart beating outside my chest. Okay, what was it Dad taught me? Keep your hands clear of anything and in plain sight. Speak slowly and clearly. Only speak when spoken to. Yes, sir. No, sir. No sudden movements. If he pulls me over, drive to a well-lit, highly populated area. I'm scared. I didn't do anything. My hands are clear and in plain sight. Why is he following me? Are my genetics that suspicious? Sweating, shaking. He merges left. I exhale. Not guilty. I was scared. Because the way I was born is a threat. I'm tired. I park my car. I walk into work. Good morning. How was your weekend? Well, I didn't really do anything.
That's such a good poem. I know so many women have the same experience as you. And I have talked to others who have said that they've read Chicken Soup for the Soul, I'm Speaking Now, and now they realize that they're not alone in these experiences.
Oh my gosh, that's so awesome.
Yeah, so thank you so much for sharing the poem with us. I look forward to reading more of your work in the future. I hope we'll see you in the pages of our books again going forward.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Chanel Williams, for this incredible experience of listening to this poem.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thanks, Chanel.